Green Transformation, Strategies for Business and Financial Success. In conversation with Abhishek Tripathi, partner, ESG Grant Thornton. Conclusions paper, March 2024. Driven by regulators, customers, and investors, ESG represents a unique opportunity for businesses to transform themselves. Getting the green transformation right involves building a comprehensive strategy that integrates sustainability into operations and carefully evaluating the firm's environmental impact, community engagement, and governance beyond numerical targets. Achieving such a transformation also means aligning the business with sustainable goals, addressing stakeholder expectations, and factoring in climate resilience. Employee well-being and community support while managing challenges like expertise gaps, high costs, and internal resistance to change. At a recent India CFO Forum session in Delhi, Abhishek Tripathi, partner, ESG at Grant Thornton, shared insights on how ESG is becoming an imperative mandate for businesses and the finance role in this transition. Phases of the ESG journey. Review. This includes adhering to legal obligations, obtaining certifications, and aligning with sustainability standards such as SASBI and GRI. Conducting a current state assessment, including evaluating one's environmental impact on measures such as carbon emissions and waste management, helps identify and address existing gaps. Stakeholder management. KPI formulations should involve a formal stakeholder engagement process where input from various stakeholders is sought and then evaluated so as to prioritize actions and address key issues within the company. Strategy. After setting the KPIs, the organization needs to delineate short-term, 6 to 8 months, medium-term, 6 to 12 months, and long-term, 12 to 18 months or 2 to 3 year goals, constructing an ESG roadmap with milestones. Monitoring progress and achievement of targets occur throughout the journey. Imbibing ESG. Appropriate capacity and training must be provided, and ESG principles instilled in the core of the organizations, given that it is the company's workforce that must implement these practices. Advocacy. Following on these initial stages, it is vital to communicate ESG progress to stakeholders throughout sustainability reports. Integrated reports or a BRSR report, with the ESG rating reflecting the journey's outcomes. The CFO's role in green transformation. In the absence of a chief sustainability officer, CFOs often take lead in driving sustainability initiatives. The CFO's decision-making prowess comes into play in terms of allocating budgets to ESG initiatives that reduce the organization's environmental impact and create positive social outcomes. CFOs can also be strong advocates for including sustainability considerations in investment decisions. They are also in a better position than nearly anyone in the organization to leverage critical and wide-ranging knowledge of carbon schemes, including tax benefits and incentives that apply to the realm of ESG. A recent RBI discussion paper argues that RBI-regulated entities must disclose their carbon footprints across the value chain. Since every company is connected to a bank or other RBI-regulated financial institution, this new mandate is expected to impact all of the industry through the BFSI route. Here, again, the CFO's experience and prowess will come into play. Finally, CFOs are in a strong position to build awareness about the business case for sustainability, not only amongst employees, but also in the leadership team and with other stakeholders and customers. Sustainability Reporting Standards. The Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, is a widely adopted framework for sustainability reporting. The International Sustainability Standards Board now incorporates SASB as S1 and TCFD as S2, providing industry-specific insights and disclosing financial impacts on climate. The International Integrated Reporting Council focuses on 6 capitals for comprehensive non-financial performance disclosure. Influenced by the GRI standards, SEBI's BRSR framework, replacing the BR report, is currently mandated for the top 1,000 companies which must disclose ESG performance. The new format covers company background, operational processes, and policies under 9 principles. SEBI requires third-party assurance for BRSR, starting with the top 250 companies in the current fiscal year, extending to the top 500 in the next, and then the top 1,000. Additionally, SEBI has introduced value chain disclosures, which focus on environmental impact and employee well-being in both the upstream and downstream aspects. ESG ratings. Currently, there is no standardized methodology for ESG ratings, with each company adopting its own approach. Recognizing this, SEBI is considering bringing in standardized rating norms. Under one such method, rating agencies will assess information publicly disclosed by companies, evaluate the extent of disclosure, and assign a rating based on that analysis. The alternative approach involves companies inviting a rating agency, responding to a questionnaire, and the rating agency subsequently reviewing the responses to assign a rating.